Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. And of course, coronavirus on everyone's mind. You know, I always start with this, some of the glum news, because ultimately we know that we're going to take you to a place, we're going to lift you up, right? So I promise we'll do that. I've gotten such a mixed bag from people about what they want to hear. But you need to hear the truth. You need to hear the unsettling sight of body bags lined up outside of a Queens hospital so that you realize we are in the middle of something we've never been in the middle of before, a pandemic. I've told the story before. I only know a few brief details. In fact, I know very little, and I'm trying to find out more because apparently I have some family members that I've never met in my life. But my great-grandmother died in the last, well, the Spanish flu epidemic, not the last pandemic, but in the Spanish flu epidemic, if you remember that, it really, really hit Philadelphia. The people in St. Louis, granted, smaller area and whatnot, but they were very diligent about social distancing in their own way and fought hard against the pandemic, against the Spanish flu. And in Philly, they threw a big parade. People got sick. So many people died. It was sad. And of course, now I find out that my grandmother was only 7 months old when it happened. And she had a sister who was 7 years old. And they both lost their mother, my great grandmother. So in this case, like Philly, different times, it's unsettling to see bodies piled up. We're not used to that. Somebody took a picture of a hospital and he wanted to remain, you know, anonymous, where the bodies were wrapped and they were lined up in the hallway, and there was almost 20 of them. And then all those bodies had to be forklifted. I want you to think about that, onto a refrigerated truck. And why? Because this is what happens. Their family can't be with them, they die, and then they have to move them. And then they have to look at space. And this is the world we live in, so we need to know the reality of this, I believe, so that you understand how severe the consequences are. And through no one's fault of their own, wrong place, bump against the wrong person, exposed, traveling somewhere, it popping up, that kind of thing. So initially we were hearing that, April 12th, you know, we could be back in churches and back on the streets. But now the end of April is the social distancing guidelines to go all the way through the end of April. And who knows if it extends beyond that. I think what it is we have to learn to live with what I call the question mark. Because it is a new normal, and it's not normal to any of us. We're used to having freedom and space and whatever it is. Even if you're a person who likes what I call your cave and you like to stay there, when you're in it for so long, even the shyest, most introverted of us want to get out there. And I know it's tough for people, but you don't want to end up like our friends in those bags. And imagine walking away from your family or putting your family in danger or putting, you know, others in danger by something that you do. And there is no guarantee. You can be Lysoling everything down. You can be doing the social distancing and practicing all of that, but you could still end up in that same, you know, situation, and it's very, very sad. All right, we got Grim in Mississippi. We're going to let him on here for a few minutes before we bounce out to the other side and hit all of you up on the mailbag. Hey, Grim, what's up?
Well, just to help you out a little, Kate. Because last night, I really got so much FYI I could help so many people out with. I think you've seen some of what I put out on Instagram and Twitter. But
yeah,
you ever think about what you're tracking the internet? You ever think about what you're tracking in and out of your house? How many people think of their shoes, except for the medical people? They do have special booties if you buy, you know, a MOP 4 elite surgical outfit, which you can buy. You get on the line, and they're fairly cheap. But even President recognized some of my stuff. He's talking about these surgical masks. And it's reusable. It can be decontaminated, not just thrown away. And that's a problem with the, you know, our throwaway society. Use it once,
right,
throw it away, go buy another. But what I want to suggest to you, Kate, is everybody needs to start becoming Japanese. Leave your shoes outside your door.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
You can spray them down. You can spray them down,
yeah,
and you don't track it into your clean house. You don't track, because how much of the bug you're picking up. Then if you go to disrobe, get as close to the entrance where your washer and dryer are, where you can disrobe right into the washer and dryer, because you don't know what you're bringing into the house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's supposed to be your one sanctuary.
Right.
Everybody's sanctuary is their home. I hope that kind of helps some people out.
But no, I think it's great.
Talking
I think
about
it's
the
great.
Death thing,
yeah.
If you remember, because this occurred, because I really chewed out a heart surgeon. My dad died. Well, one of his interns that worked with him trying to keep my dad alive, because they didn't have stents. All they had was the angioplasty. And they tried for 6 hours with the balloon to try and keep him alive. But at that time, they had on the news, 60 Minutes and other specials, where corpses were literally blocking the hallways in the morgues. So people, it ain't got any better, really. But I had seen that right after my dad, right before my dad had passed away. And a young man stepped in while the surgeon was talking to me and my mom and my sisters, and he opened the door and cracked it, stuck his head in and said, "What do you want me to do with the body?" That just, I lit into him, Kate. I just lit into him. Because I just let,
awful.
I just let them know that was the wrong place, wrong time. You just don't do something like that.
Well, I so agree. I'm so glad that you let him have it.
Regardless of the film.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I'm sorry that happened to you. And, Grim, thank you so much for your tips, because you're absolutely 100% right when he says that. I thought about that the other day, and my brother and I were having that discussion that when they went to the store, they were just immediately, like he says, where's your washer and dryer? And they were putting their clothes right in it, and they were leaving their shoes out, the whole thing spraying them, because you forget what you're walking through germs. It's like when we're talking about being in these grocery stores. So, Grim, thanks for that. Sorry about your encounter at the hospital. Wow, that is poor, poor bedside manner, to say the least. Hang with us.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antibiotic. antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Trailblazer Jane Goodall lived among chimpanzees in Tanzania and created one of the most comprehensive studies of chimps ever recorded. We're celebrating Women's History Month with her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Jane Goodall immersed herself among the chimpanzees in 1960 in Tanzania to discover more about primate behavior. Among her discoveries was that chimps have a complex social system with a discernible communication method, including 20 individual sounds. She's credited with making the first recorded observations of chimps eating meat and making tools, which was always believed to be exclusive to humans. As a respected member of the scientific community, she's an advocate for ecological preservation through the Jane Goodall Institute, founded in 1977, based in Virginia with offices around the world. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. All right, Jane Goodall, you got to love it. She has done some amazing, amazing work, and there was even a movie made called Gorillas in the Mist with Sigourney Weaver. It's interesting. I know this is a non sequitur, but that's how we roll here, right? So I was watching the other day. People are putting out lists of movies they're watching because now we're in the house so much. And we just rewatched Alien, and Sigourney Weaver was in that show. And, of course, she was absolutely amazing in it. And then think of her as in Gorillas in the Mist and doing Jane Goodall, basically, and what that would be like. But what a game changer she was. And it is Women's History Month, so hats off to all the ladies who have made a big difference in, gosh, in sports, in science, in specifically computers. We just have showcased so many. And we have her story here on the air, and you can also get it and put it in your Alexa. If you scream out for your flash briefings and you load in her story, then you can hear that every single day, too, as well. Every day on the show, something new that we're doing is our Clapaholics. First, I want you to hear what the president had to say about first responders when it comes to the coronavirus.
Just want to thank all of the great professionals, men and women, doctors and nurses and paramedics and first responders and law enforcement. By the way, if you look at New York and you see how the effect that this had on law enforcement, it's been incredible. These are great people.
All right, so our Clapaholics, I think they're there live in our studio. You know, we have that split studio. So I think we have our Clapaholics. Maybe not. Yay! Yes, yes, yes. Thanks so much to all of the people that the president mentioned and all across this great nation, because the risks that they're taking, and some of them dog-tired doing anything they can to save lives, and sadly having to deal with so much death, it has to be really a very, very hard thing. And you can tell when you hear some of those conversations that are out there with so many in the healthcare industry. All right, so we turn now to our mailbag.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Let's get in the mailbag.
Exactly. That's how I feel some days. I think almost every day. So let's go to Debbie, who's listening to us on KCAA. Kate, I listen to you when I can at different times because I'm working very strange hours. I have to tell you that one thing that is an interesting positive, which it's hard to say positive, but I guess silver lining is a better word with this COVID-19, is the fact that when you look up into the air in Los Angeles, it's like the ozone has gone away, the pollution has lifted, and the skies are pretty clear. So Los Angeles doesn't look like Los Angeles on most days, although I think it's horrible what's happened with this coronavirus. If we had to find a silver lining, I guess that's it. Yeah, everybody that Los Angeles, other parts of California, Houston, they're saying the same thing, that the air quality, because, you know, in those places, in a lot of places, they tell you what the air quality index is, and the air quality has changed because of the fact that you don't have cars out there. For how long has it been? It's been over a month now, and of course we're going into another month of this, and so many people are working from home. But we would never want the coronavirus and this pandemic to smack down on any of us. I never thought that this would be something I'd go through. Can you imagine in my family history, now we have my great-grandmother going through it, and then me going through it, and my brother and my family. So, wow. And I know very little about her, by the way, so I'm trying to find out more. Now they're talking about wearing face masks, and a bunch of you sent me things on that. This one from Joe. Kate, are we all going to be wearing masks? Is that now part of our official gear when it comes to social distancing and finding ourselves outside? What do you think? Well, I think the fact that they're questioning it and saying that there isn't a consensus, but would it make a difference or not? Would it make me feel better? I'm going to say it's going to make me feel better if I wear a mask, because if that's even being debated, and I'm thinking, gosh, I don't know, do I have to run to the grocery store? Is it a matter of life and death that I get in there? To Grimm's point, when he called in, you know, you're touching things, gloves, your feet, the whole thing. And are you going all those extra steps in between? Because who knows who you come across that has it and they don't know they have it and that whole thing. I mean, this is a pandemic. So I say are we pro-mask or anti-mask? I would say for now, if there's any chance that it can help you, and you have to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be out somewhere, like around, not in a crowd, not in a gathering, because you can't do that anyway, but somewhere where there might be a little bit of a risk. I don't know. Why not? If it lowers the risk, then yeah. There's, you know, the CDC is saying, well, if you're healthy, you don't need masks or face coverings. Well, really? There's people that wear them for a reason. Have you gotten on planes and seen that? I'm just going to say, yeah, why not? All right, how about this? This one is from John, and he says, Kate, can you just imagine it's going to be a whole new game when it comes to mask wearing, because somebody is going to do designer masks, and people are going to snap them up. So when the virus takes away life and does some horrible things and damage to our economy, there are people that will come up with other ways to make a buck, and frankly, if it's something we need, then people are going to buy it. Well, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw that. We're seeing people that are making the masks, but, and, you know, the argument over the profiteering of it, where states are going after each other to get the equipment they need. Well, they don't realize who they're bidding against, that kind of thing. That's not great, obviously. But I think it's probably already happening. This one from Bill. How about all these massive layoffs? I just saw today that Macy's had to furlough most of its workers. It has to be hard on a lot of people in retail. Is it, Kate? Of course, yes. Anything, think about it. Restaurants, retail, things you're not even thinking about. But anybody who has storefront and people have to come in. So Macy's had to furlough 125,000 workers because they don't have any sales. They closed 775 stores. And then Kohl's, The Gap, they have furloughs, 80,000. The media giant Gannett announced furloughs for newspaper employees who earn more than $38,000 a year, pay cuts across the company. Here's another one. Sysco, the country's largest food distributor, SYSCO. You might have seen a truck or two with that on the side when you're traveling. They confirmed thousands of furloughs and layoffs of workers worldwide. So this is eye-popping. It is. And by mid-April, we're probably talking about 40 million, who knows how many. That's what economists are saying. And deep economic consequences for workers struggling to make rent and mortgages and then be publicly isolated and all of that. I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better. We know that. The question is relief money. How much can you get to small businesses, to gig earners, that kind of stuff? That's what the stimulus was for. We'll see. I know it's tough. Stay strong, everybody. Be there for each other. Remember, we're all in this together. Meet you on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House daily coronavirus briefing, asked by a reporter if the guidelines will change as coronavirus spikes in some states. The president's answer?
The guidelines will be very much as they are, maybe even toughened up a little bit, but they're having a big impact. They're having a tremendous impact, and we're starting to see it.
President Trump also asked where thousands of ventilators are being sent from the national stockpile.
We've been sending a lot to Michigan and various other states. We'll probably send some additional ones to Michigan. New York's been doing very well, but we can add some more to New York. We're adding them to the areas that are having a problem. Even Alabama all of a sudden flared up a little bit, as you saw over the last couple of days, and we'll send them down to Alabama. So we have 10,000. We kept them for this very specific purpose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's an old school one, B-52s. Some people used to call me the Princess of Las Vegas. I lived there, and I really, really loved it. I had a great time and knew so many people in Vegas. Everyone's a star. Well, not really, but it never shuts down. It's really, really true. Kate Delaney, take care, everybody. I am so psyched we are going to Vegas right now. He is known for so many things. He's funny, so he's a prankster, illusions, comedy. The audience goes wild for him at the Tropicana and any place where he performs. You might even remember him, America's Got Talent semifinalist. I remember him, especially, I knew him before this, seeing him before this, but I remember him from Penn and Teller as well. So Murray Sawchuk joins us now. Hey, Murray, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing, Kate? How's everything going?
Good. You know what? I love what you dubbed yourself, the Dennis the Menace of Magic. Somebody actually said that to me when I said that you were coming on the show.
That's so funny. Yeah, well, when you look like me, you just can't take yourself seriously, you know. I always love getting myself into trouble, so I figure it's not a bad coin term, you know.
How long has Vegas been dark for you? Because you're in high demand. So when was your last show?
Sunday night. You know, my show's at Tropicana. That's 5 and 7 o'clock, and it's 5 days a week. And then I also do a guest starring spot in a show called Fantasy, which is over at the Luxor Hotel at 10:30. And then also, my girlfriend Danny, she's the host of Crazy Girls, which is at Planet Hollywood, and all of us went dark Sunday night. That was our last show day. So, you know, today's only Thursday. It feels like we've been off for like 2 weeks already, because when you're used to working every night of your life for almost 30 years, it's very strange. You know what I mean? So,
I was going to say, what that must be like. Are you just regaling your girlfriend with all your tricks and illusions and whatever?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. So she has to stay in shape. So we have a 30-day quarantine type thing here, or a mandate for non-essential business and, you know, things in Vegas, which is smart, obviously, for the social distancing. And so all the shows are shut down. The hotels are shut down. Now, I have a pretty active YouTube channel. I have about 1.7 million subscribers. And then she has a pretty active Instagram account and TikTok and all that stuff. So half of my time I spend making videos on YouTube as well as my live performances. So we've kind of thought, well, what can we do to stay active, not going down on the strip doing our shows, which we've done for years. I mean, she was in Jubilee for the last 4 years of Jubilee at Bally's, which is the last showgirl show. And so we basically went to Palm Springs for a couple days just before everything kind of shut down, just to get away. It was actually a planned vacation like 3-4 weeks ago before any of this. So we decided to go there, have a couple of days, brought our three chihuahuas, you know, and we thought, well, what are we doing when we get back home to keep busy? Because we're both workaholics. And so because she's a dancer, she needs to stay in shape, because when the show goes back up in hopefully 3, 4, 5 weeks, she has to be in good shape. So she's designed this 45-minute workout for her and I to do every day around the house. So we'll get up around, you know, 11:30 noon, because we do sleep later because we work late, and we're using stuff around the house to do it. She's calling it a showgirl workout. And we have all these, like my bricks, that extra bricks that I have, we're going to use to lift. We do sit-ups in the backyard. We got all sorts of things to lift things with. She's going to put, like, I think rice in one of our, like, pillowcases to make it like a dumbbell type thing. So she's working on this. So we're going to do that for an hour in the daytime. And then we're shooting one video a day for 30 days. So she's going to shoot a TikTok video every day. I'm shooting a new YouTube video. And then at-home tricks you can do and make with your kids or yourself while you're at home and not being able to necessarily get out. So that's our project for the next, you know, 3-4 weeks.
Oh, I love it. We're going to check that out every day, yeah. Learning those tricks.
Yeah.
So your first trick, I mean, you knew you wanted to be an entertainer, I think, when you were a young kid. What do you remember your first trick you ever did?
Yeah, you know, I was 7 years old when I started the magic thing. You know, I started at 5 dancing professionally. Ukrainian dancing, half of me is Ukrainian, so I did the whole dancing in the big red pants and kicking my legs in the air, and I played accordion and all that stuff. And so as I started to get older, I tried everything, you know, and I love magic. And my first trick I ever started was, it's an old trick you can find on the back of cereal boxes. They teach you, and basically you have an elastic band or a hair tie that a girl would use to put her hair in a ponytail. And you put around 2 fingers on your hand, and then when you flick your hand in the air, basically the elastic band that's around 2 fingers jumps to the other 2 fingers. Very simple trick, but it's very effective, and it looks really cool. And you can learn it pretty easily. So I teach that to a lot of people, or kids who want to learn something. Because, you know, as you know, the idea of learning something, especially when it's new, is the gratification of success early on. So therefore, you don't get discouraged. So yeah, that's one of the tricks I first learned. And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, I kept practicing and working and doing shows and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with magician Murray Sawchuk. I like this idea of the showgirls workout that's in my head. I might have to send an email to your girlfriend so I can do that with my husband.
Perfect.
I can just see. I love that whole rice idea and the bricks. We have the same setup. We could probably do that too, and we'll pump that out there. The of all the shows, you know, I just basically kind of glossed over. There's so much in your career, but some of what I thought the highlights were, and Penn and Teller. I mean, that's a highlight. The whole Fool Us show.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
It's a very successful show. You know, I've known Penn and Teller for years, and they're, you know, legends in our business. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I've done over, 20, 25 different reality shows. And if they're looking for talent, I'm always one of the first ones to try to be in that pool, because I've been a hustler all my life, you know, to get on TV, to get out there and all that stuff. And it was fun. You know, I went on that show with an effect that my mentor gave me. My mentor in magic, his name was Marvin Roy, and his stage name was Mr. Electric. He's very famous in the 1940s, 50s to the 1990s. So he had a 50-year career. Basically, he lit light bulbs in the palms of his hands. He was on Ed Sullivan 4 times a year. He opened the Stardust Casino here in Vegas. He toured Liberace for 5 years. He played Lido in Paris for years. So very famous act back in the day. And so he was my mentor. And so he, you know, he basically taught me a lot of to be different, be original, stand out a little bit. And so when I went on Fool Us, he granted me permission and gave me the rights to do his milk and light bulb appearance, which is basically have a milk pitcher and a funnel. You pour milk into a funnel, pretty classic trick. And you vanish the milk, but at the same time, there's a big 500-watt light bulb that my assistant is holding that is lit. You see it on, it's plugged in, and I vanish the milk, and then I unscrew the light bulb, and then I actually pour the milk out of the light bulb back into the milk pitcher, so it vanishes from the cone to the actual lit light bulb. And it's a very famous trick in his repertoire, so I decided to do that on Penn and Teller's Fool Us. And I knew it wouldn't fool them, but I wanted to bring it on in regards to honoring my mentor and magic, you know, because they have a lot of respect for their mentor, which is a gentleman named Johnny Thompson, who just passed recently, but he was a legend in our business, you know. So yeah, so I had a great time doing that.
Wow, how fun. So as you said, you're so used to it. You're a workaholic. I lived in Vegas. I mean, you know, you can get your dry cleaning at 3 a.m,
yeah.
Go chow down on Chinese. I love that part of it.
That's right.
You know, nothing, even Cookie Jar, I'd go to the lounge and we'd go see
yep.
Cookie Jar.
That's right. He's a legend in this town. And the
yeah.
Bad Elvis, you know, over at Harris.
That's right, the Bad Elvis.
Yeah.
We would
still
just laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, it would just be so much fun. So it's got to be strange. What's it like to see the strip dark? Tell everyone what that's like.
You know, we pulled in. We were, like I said, we were in Palm Springs for a couple of days. We pulled in town today, and it's eerie. You know, it's a really weird. It's, you know, my best explanation of it is, you know, all those movies we watch were like, you know, that movie back in the 80s or the early 70s called The Blob. You
yes.
know, or any of those movies where this thing just takes over a small town or a city, you know, or even, you know, Batman when Joker or somebody takes over Gotham City or whatever. It's interesting how realistic that movie or those movies become now when this epidemic or this, you know, pandemic is happening. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Like, you sit back and go, no, you can't. Because you drive around, you see cars, people are still doing stuff, you know. But then when you really get right down to it, everything's closed. Like in Palm Springs, they did the ordinance a couple days ago, and literally no restaurants, no bars you could go into, just take out delivery and that. And driving down the strip of Palm Springs, which, as you know, is 4 to 6 blocks of cool little shops and vintage and old cars for sale and all that. Literally a ghost town. You know, me and my girlfriend Danny walked our 3 chihuahuas, and we didn't pass one person in the 6 blocks. We went up and down. It was just like literally somebody shut the light switches off. So same thing in Vegas. You know, these massive, you know, hotels and that, and everything's gone. Especially, you know, don't forget the corporate world comes here all year, and now that's wiped out for 6 months. So it's pretty shocking to a lot of people in the sense of just how serious this is, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I look forward to catching you at the Trop or Luxor for Fantasy later in the night, and I make my way to Vegas and meeting you in person. But it's just tremendous to have you on the show. Keep practicing that magic. Don't make your girlfriend disappear.
I know, right? Well, thanks for having me on. You're always a guest of my show or any of your team at your radio studio, and you're always a guest of my show as long as I got one in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Thanks, Murray. Take care, man.
You have a great evening, right?
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Again, the Dennis the Menace of magic, because I love that. He's right. He there's something about him, his personality. And if you want to see more of Murray, you've got to see him. You can go see his stuff on YouTube, like he said. Go to his Twitter. He's got a great Twitter. He's got a great Twitter feed, at Murray Saw Chuck. So it's just how it sounds. That's how it's spelled, so you can catch him there. But if you even just go and check out his, you know, his Penn and Teller deal, you will laugh hysterically. Very, very, very talented and clever. We go from Las Vegas further west to Los Angeles. What's happening there? We're going to find out next in a conversation with Milan Vukovic. Stay with us.
Nahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Nahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Accompagname e permitteme con placer tus deseos todo eternidad.
Wow, I just get goosebumps. So talented, unbelievable. Think about this. He moves to Vegas from Rochester, New York at 15. He starts singing at 16. Do you know he sings in seven languages? People describe Daniel as a classic crossover singer-songwriter because he sings in different genres. So pop, rock, classical, I love it. And I am so thrilled to have him on this show. Think America's Got Talent and beyond. Hey, Daniel, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me tonight, Kate.
So for you, you know, first of all, what's it like when you, like you just heard that little clip there and I'm broadcasting all over the country. What's it like for you to hear that, to hear yourself? I mean, is it kind of surreal a little?
Oh, it's absolutely surreal. It's something that I don't know if you can ever get used to hearing yourself go on the radio. I don't think you can ever get used to that. It's awesome.
I love that. So you knew. What was it that made you know inside that, you know what, I have to do this. This was what I was born to do. How'd you know?
You know, I would say there is a feeling that you get when you're on stage that just feels like home. It feels like it's the right place to be, and it feels safe. It feels safe, and it's amazing to connect with people emotionally on stage there's not a lot of professions that can say that you can forge an emotional bond with hundreds of people within 3 minutes in the length of a song. And you get to take this emotional journey together that the first time I stepped on stage as myself, not as a character in a play, just as me singing, I felt that feeling immediately, and I knew this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Nice. So tell us about the America's Got Talent, you know, performance. Everybody, I think a lot of people listening know about it, frankly. But let's just say there's a few people that were hiding behind the rocks and they don't know. Tell us what happened there that really, I think, made you even more famous.
Okay. America's Got Talent was a roller coaster for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible opportunity, and it was full of high points. And it was full of some curveballs as well. So in my first episode, my very first audition in front of the celebrity judges, little old me is going out. I mustered up my courage to sing an original song in Italian in front of Simon Cowell, which is terrifying. And I got out there and I was into my song. I was feeling it. And right in the middle of my number, Simon stops me. Not exactly how you want your first audition to go.
No.
But, see, I didn't know this in the moment, and I wish that I did, because it would have made that the moment a little less painful. But Simon didn't stop me in the middle of my song because he didn't like what I was singing necessarily. He, I guess, had another song in mind that he wanted to hear me sing. I guess he heard something in my voice that he really wanted to hear this other song. And this song was called Passera. And Simon said, okay, I'm going to give you 1 hour. You're going to go off stage and learn it, and then you're going to come back and sing it in front of me and all the people watching at home. And it was the most stressful hour of my entire life. I can guarantee you that. But through sheer determination, adrenaline, and caffeine, I was able to go away and learn this new song in Italian, come back and sing it, and I got a standing ovation from the judges, and it was the best moment of my life.
Ah, love it. So you catapult from there, where you end up on tour with Marie Osmond, who is like the nicest person on the planet Earth, right?
Yes, she is. She is a hero of mine, and it's an honor and a joy to get to be alongside her as we've traveled around the country.
What did she tell you about careers or singing? Did she give you any good pieces of advice? I can only imagine.
She has given me so much advice. It is, I don't say this lightly, it is a masterclass every time I get to be around her, whether on stage or behind the scenes. She is just the consummate professional and entertainer. She's amazing. I think the piece of advice that sticks out the most to me that she has passed on, when she and her brothers were young and performing in Las Vegas, they met Elvis from time to time, and Elvis gave them this advice that she has now passed on to me that I'll share with you now. Elvis told Marie that if he could go in his career and do anything over again one more time, it would be to thank each and every fan personally. And as I've been able to tour with Marie, I have seen that she has lived that advice every day, because her fans are the most incredible, most loyal human beings, because she treats them right. She treats them with respect, and she cares about them. And that's something I hope to do for my own fan base as it grows.
Wow, I love that. That is a good piece of advice. Who doesn't want raving fans? And especially in the entertainment industry, because they follow you all the way through. So I'm glad she told you that. You also got to perform the national anthem, like for Major League Baseball, a game there, probably a couple games, NHL, Rock and Roll Marathon Series, heavyweight boxing. What was that feeling like? Because, you know, then you're talking about a different kind of animal. You're talking about sports crowds, and that could be kind of exciting. Plus, you get to sing the anthem.
Exactly. It is my favorite performance, but at the same time, it's the most difficult, I would say, at the same time, because the anthem is such a sacred song, and the fans in that crowd, that's something that you have to get right. There's no room for error. And when you get to perform a song like that, and, you know, sing the praises of our country in front of 20 to 50,000 people, and sometimes when it's broadcast around the country as well, that is just an immense moment. There's no better moment than that. And I've been lucky enough to perform for the home opener for the LA Angels. I was actually supposed to do the national anthem for the home opener that was scheduled for next week, and I'm so bummed that it's been postponed, but rightfully so. When we all can gather again together, hopefully we'll get to sing for another game this season for them. The national anthem is truly my favorite performances whenever I get to perform them, because it is just an incredible, unforgettable moment.
I love hearing that. So you're in Vegas. Vegas is dark. You were getting ready to do a big show and really pop out there even more, which I'm sure will come back to you. What's it been like for you during this period?
It's been a period of uncertainty, of course, for all of us. This is new territory. We are living history, and it is watching us. So it's just a very interesting time to be alive. But what is the benefit for? There's not a benefit to being in this situation ever. But what we can do for me, I'm able to take this time to really build my craft, hone, rehearse, make sure that when we come out the other side of this, because we will, then we're ready to hit the ground running, and I'm able to bring an even greater level of show and performance to the audiences I'll have the honor of being in front of later on this year.
I love it. All right, so I have to ask you like a few goofball questions. What do you do? What kind of goofy things do you do? You're a young guy. Are you like into video games? Do you eat, I don't know, Cocoa Puffs? What do you do?
I wish, now I have time for things like video games, but I wasn't before. I'm pretty much married to music, but I do have my rescue dog, and I love to be out hiking and be out in nature when we can. Right now, of course, is a little more difficult, but I love to cook. That's the other thing. That's honestly what I'm spending 90% of my time doing now, and my waistline is showing it, and that's not good. But I love to cook everything under the sun, from Italian to Mexican, and my cooking skills are improving during this quarantine time. I will say that.
I love that. But I understand. I'm right there with you. I was in getting in good shape doing the hiking thing, too. And, you know, this is what happens to us. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want everybody to go and definitely friend Daniel. Look him up if you haven't heard of him, which I can't believe. But go to DanielEmmett.com. And we're going to post this all over the place. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, Kate.
All right. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks. Love it. Like I said, in fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit more of Daniel as we kind of trail out here. But you heard Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, and that's his most requested song to actually perform since he appeared on AGT. And, boy, just he really does have, I think, an incredible amount of talent, and we've just seen the beginning of him, and obviously Maria Osmond knows that. How about Placido Domingo saying he's the future great entertainer? Woo! So check it out. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.